This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis and state legislative leaders have a new package to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in improving air quality. CPR Sam Brash reports.
At a press conference, Senate President Steve Fenberg said the action is a necessary response as air pollution makes a comeback across the state.
I refuse to have one more generation grow up with poor air quality. We need to take this on, and that's what we are doing.
The centerpiece of the package is a $124 million bill. It includes grants for companies to voluntarily cut pollution, school districts to buy electric buses, families to buy e-bikes, and other incentives. Separate legislation will fund building efficiency projects and free transit during the summer ozone season. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Fair Play in Park County is breaking ground on a housing project intended to help local teachers, police officers, and first responders find affordable homes. CPR's Dan Boyce has the story.
Renting or buying a home is prohibitively expensive for many of the people who work and live in Colorado's high country. April Dawn Knutson is the executive director of Summit Habitat for Humanity. She says when her organization started, they probably didn't expect they'd be working on homes to help law enforcement and municipal workers.
While we think of these folks as middle class, they're really struggling and don't have access to put down roots in these communities.
The project will squeeze 8 single-family modular homes onto a half-acre lot next to downtown Fairplay. Officials hope to have the first homes ready to move into by early 2023. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is considering charging parking rates that change with the season and available spots. The narrow, winding, and hilly streets in Manitou often clog with vehicles looking for open parking during the busy outdoor summer season. Along with flexible prices, the program would give free or reduced price parking for Manitou residents and downtown employees. The city council votes on the proposal next week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.